Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. That's the scientific name for mad cow disease, which is caused by infectious proteins or prions that create holes in the brain. This incurable disease very rarely infects humans who eat the tainted beef, but it set off panic nearly two decades ago when it was widespread in British cattle. In North America, a similar illness to mad cow disease, called chronic wasting disease, has been on the rise in moose, elk, and deer. And now research by the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, has found the prions associated with chronic wasting can actually be absorbed by plants and persist in their leaves and stems, posing potential threats to people and animals that eat the plants. Ron Seeley is a journalist with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism who's been reporting on prions for more than a decade.
They're basically misshapen proteins that are capable of infecting neural tissue and brain tissue. The way they work is they transform healthy proteins into misshapen proteins, the disease proteins. There are different kinds of prion disease, and the one that people are most probably familiar with is mad cow disease in cattle. The one we're talking about here is chronic wasting disease in deer, elk, and moose. But these prions will build up and continue this transformation in the brain and basically destroy the brain. The brain becomes filled with these gaps and holes where these prions destroy healthy proteins, and it is a fatal illness, a pretty terrifying illness.
Where in the U.S. are they finding diseased animals?
It's been found across the country, from western states to Pennsylvania, New York. It's in the latest CDC numbers show it in 17 states. The health lab believes it's in about 20. The biggest concentration is in the western states, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado. So it is a nationwide problem.
What about people in chronic wasting disease? Hunters who eat the game that's infected, what are the odds they will become sick?
There is a so-called species barrier that protects, appears to be protecting humans from contracting chronic wasting disease. There is a human form of the disease called Creutzfeldt-Jakob that has an incident rate in the country of 1 per 1 million in the population. This is a reportable disease across the country, and the CDC requires it be reported. They also keep a database of about, the number is up to about 800 hunters who have actually eaten tainted or CWD tainted venison. And so far, they have no record of an individual getting sick from eating a CWD tainted meat. And that's true nationwide. There is no record of anyone getting sick from eating CWD. The important thing to remember about that is the species barrier that seems to be protecting people in this regard. The scientists say it's more porous than we once believed. Of course, in England in the 80s, we saw mad cow disease passed from livestock to humans, although the number of fatalities compared to the number of people who were exposed was fairly minimal. But other research has shown that CWD prions can be manipulated to become infectious over successive generations to human proteins. So that's an unsettling finding.
How does the disease get passed from one animal to another?
The prions are shed by the sick animals and shed at a very high rate in saliva and urine and feces and so forth. And Chris Johnson, the CWD researcher at the National Wildlife Health Center, found that the prions collect and linger in the soil and actually become more infective in the soil through a process that's not well understood.
There's a new turn in this story, Ron, that seems especially troubling. Prions actually being found in plant tissue. Tell me about that, and what's the mechanism of transmittal from animals to plants, do you think?
Yeah, that's the story here. Chris Johnson, the researcher at the National Wildlife Health Lab, having found that these prions exist and linger and can last for a long time in soil, the next question for him was, well, can plants growing in that soil take up these prions? And can that plant material infect mammals and livestock and deer? So in the lab, he grew plants, and he started with Arabidopsis, which is a real standard research plant in labs everywhere. But he also used barley and alfalfa and maize or corn and even tomatoes. And he grew these plants in a medium that was infected with CWD-like prions, and sure enough, the plant tissues in all instances took up the CWD prions through fluorescent tagging. They found the prions in plant tissue and plant leaves. And then further, Chris took these tissues that were infected from these various plants and injected them into material from those tissues into laboratory mice.
And did they become sick?
Well, no, they didn't become sick, and that because of the species barrier still appears to be working, but they took up the prions, and the prions were evident in neural tissues and other tissues too, but neural tissues and brain tissues.
Why not just feed the plants to the lab animals?
They're doing that right now. Actually, in science like this, there is a stepped process they follow, and generally protocol calls for first to inject the material and then move to oral bioassays, whether they take it up orally. Those results should be available within a period of months.
What would you advise our listeners who hear this interview and come away wondering if any of their food is safe?
Well, the CDC for sure recommends that no one eat deer before venison before it's tested. But I think the verdict is probably still out on exactly how serious a problem these prions showing up in plants may be. I think it's unsettling, and I think that especially when it comes to CWD prions and venison, that there needs to be a good amount of caution exercised. And we'll have to wait and see on the plant study.
Before you go, Ron, how much venison are you eating these days?
I don't eat a lot of venison. If I have a friend who's a hunter and I get invited over for dinner and he's serving venison, I certainly don't turn it down. I do ask if it's been tested. I think initially we saw a decrease in the number of hunters. When it first came out, the news of it came out, I got calls from housewives in rural areas saying, look, my freezer's full of venison. Should I be feeding this to my kids? And, unfortunately, the prion science is still, as I've said, there's still a lot of uncertainty, so it was hard to know what to tell these folks other than to say, look, don't eat meat that's not been tested.
Ron Seeley is a journalist for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Thanks so much, Ron.
It was a pleasure.